Hi, everyone. I'm Whitney, and I'm graduating. Oh. Yeah, thank you. All right. So, most of my life, people have been trying to convince me that I am pretty special. Sometimes I wonder if I'm just a little weird, though. I've had kind of a unique life. And most of you are familiar with Northern California, the good part, right? And then there's Southern California. But I'm from this sort of nether region in the middle. It's called Central California. Yeah, some of you have heard of it. It might be a little weird to hear about it, but this fall, if you were in my hometown of Ripon, you might see these things called cane posters in people's yards in the front. And people drive these vehicles called SUVs there. But what Ripon is really famous for is being the almond capital of the world, right? Now, some of you may be asking, the what capital? Okay, so you guys call them almonds, the nuts, you know? We pronounce it properly, it's almonds. Okay, so, this might be the weird part. I've always succeeded in school, I've always done well in school, so I got a lot of praise for that. And, high school was really lame, so I didn't like that too much. And I was really excited when I got this brochure in the mail inviting me to apply for scholarship to a school that lets you in early. So technically I'm a high school dropout. I went to this radical little liberal arts school on the East Coast called Simon's Rock. And it's sort of tucked away in the woods of Western Massachusetts. We had 400 students there. Everybody is like 16 to 20 years old. And we would sit in classrooms with like 8 students and a professor. And everybody knew the professors by their first name. We'd eat with them in the dining hall. And they tended to tell me I was pretty special too. Then after a couple years there, I decided it would probably be good to experience something like the real world. So I came to Cal. And I was met with 33,000 other students, which is about 80 times the population of Simon's Rock. So here, my most meaningful interaction with administration or any of the other bureaucrats working this institution was mainly being referred to a list of some very helpful websites to look at for any real advice. So at Cal, I didn't feel as special. I kind of felt a little out of place, a little weird. But in my life, and I tended to believe it was kind of charmed, things tend to fall into place. So I continued getting good grades, finding success in school. I had some leadership positions and some student groups. And I started making a few friends. But then graduation began to approach, and things started falling out of place. I met with a few disappointments during my years in college. I was convinced I was on one career track and then decided I didn't want to do it. I was really confused about things. My family moved from my childhood home where I'd spent my whole life to someplace different. My grandma died. My dog died. And as I'm looking for jobs right now, I'm discovering that there isn't much of a market for people with BAs in sociology. So I was kind of disappointed. I thought things were supposed to work out for me. But the other night, I was at Focus, and we were singing this song. And the chorus goes, "Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me." And I thought, maybe being different or unique from other people isn't what makes me special. Maybe being special isn't about being immune from bad decisions or bad luck in life. Because sometimes our life and our plans just don't work out like we expect them to. And I discovered in that moment what I probably knew for a long time, which is that It's not that I'm not special. I think I'm pretty special. But I'm as special as anyone else, whether or not they're happy or successful or facing disappointments. And in that moment, I felt like God really gave me a sense of freedom because I receive the same grace from him as all of his children and everyone who accepts his love. He's blessed me in a lot of ways in the past few years, especially in just seeing the joy and the love of other people, family members, my sister, my roommate, and other people I've worked with, and a lot of people here at church. So I found that God shows his grace in loving me, not because I'm different or special or pronounce Ammons correctly, but because he saved me with his grace and he loves me as his daughter. Thank you.